Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. A very special edition. Yeah, we're on Fathom, which is a new cruise line that Carnival Corporation just launched. Here with Amadeus. What's up?
Is this a very special episode of... Like the old, you know,
yeah,
like the afternoon school specials.
Yeah, very special episode of Cruise Radio. I love it. We're here on Fathom. We're here on a week-long voyage. I should say we've been on a week-long voyage. What do you think of the voyage so far?
It's really interesting. I didn't know what to expect coming into it. We've learned a lot. I think Carnival has learned a lot, and I think this is going to be truly a life-changing experience for a lot of people. We're joined right now by President and CEO of Carnival Corporation, Arnold Donald. What was the catalyst to get Carnival involved in impact travel?
Well, you know, first of all, we have 80 million passenger cruise days a year across our 10 world-leading cruise line brands. And my thought was if we could just harness some of that human capital and leverage it with a real focus on doing good and making a difference in any community in the world, it could have real impact. So with that germ of idea, I was lucky enough to be able to recruit Tara Russell. She put a great team together, and the rest is history.
She's amazing, and I'm hoping that we can get every single one of those travelers to just send me $1.
last soundbite here. In your opinion, what is Fathom?
Fathom to us is a game changer. We believe that it's never been attempted before, but think of it, thousands of volunteer days a week plugged into existing impact organizations on the ground that have demonstrated an ability to truly deliver positive impact. So you are scaling these organizations up in a holistic way to transform a region of a country. It's never been done before. We'll see if we can do it over time. We're excited about it.
It's ambitious, and we're really, really rooting for you guys.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, we're aboard once again with Tara Russell, the president of Fathom. First of all, congratulations on the week. We're just now leaving the Dominican Republic, and thank you for inviting Cruise Radio to be a part of it all. Can you recap what we've done in the last 3 days?
Well, Amadeus, I'm just honored that you guys are here, and we're really proud to mark the inaugural trip for Fathom. We're pioneering a new industry that the world has never seen, and I think that our experience in the Dominican Republic this week is just a taste of what's to come. Our travelers have had a transformative experience. I'm already hearing from people that they're sad to have to leave the community and family that they've made here on board the ship. And that was absolutely our belief and our intention, and it's happening. It's actually working. And the community here is so much a part of the story of what we're doing and of the impact now, but far beyond. And the community here is really shaping what Fathom will continue to become. And so we appreciate the great feedback. We appreciate the great stories. And we believe those stories are the ones that the world needs to hear.
This has been life-changing for me. I told you at dinner a couple nights ago how it's touched me, and I'm so looking forward to the success and the future of this whole program.
Yeah, well, we look forward to you coming back, right? And I believe that we'll continue to grow stronger together. Your gifts and talents and abilities and the gifts and talents and abilities of every traveler here as much a part of the story as those who've architected what's here until today. And so we just imagine a beautiful future as people continue to bring their heart and their open-mindedness. I think people will continue to come because they love to travel, but they desire, you know, to make an impact. And yet I think what people will leave with is this gift they didn't expect to receive, which is that there is so much more to gain when you sort of put your heart in motion. And so we believe deeply in this idea of love and action. It's magical seeing it happen here.
Well, congratulations and thanks again.
Thanks so much, Amadeus.
Yeah, Tara hit it right on the head. Love in action is a magical thing. In fact, we've been using the hashtag love in action and travel deep all throughout the voyage because it's just been so impactful, and impact travel is so true what we're doing here. Right now, we're joined by Craig Zabransky from StayAdventurous.com. Craig, what was your favorite impact activity, or what did you take away from the cruise?
It's hard to pick a favorite or just one because I feel like there's diversity even with the impact and the excursions. It's great, and they all were something special, you know, that I think I'll take away from all of them. I was fortunate enough to teach community English, and then I went on the water filters, which was great, and then finally it was the rainforest. And each, you know, diverse activities, you feel like you really made a small impact, but you could see the scale of constantly having people come in here and do that, and they start to see how many people are going to come on Fathom. And if they keep going this port and keep going, like, you're like, wow, this really can make an impact for this country.
This really could be a worldwide phenomenon in 20 years. I mean, this as the blueprint could go into any third world country or any struggling nation and make a complete turnaround.
Absolutely. I feel like this is just the beginning. You know, there's probably a lot of history that got us to this point with Fathom, and it's been great to learn a lot about that. But absolutely, it's a historic voyage, and it's just great to be a part of that and to be it's something I'll always remember. And I look forward to hearing, you know, the success and following it as an alumni Fathom, you know, like traveler. Like, you really want to know, not just about the families that you visit or the people or the number of trees, but also about the guests, you know, and fellow other alumni. Because you feel like people are going to go home and be a little bit different, to, you know, just change a little bit of their focus on what's important and what's not. And some people could go on to do great things. It's kind of like a little bit of a ripple effect.
This is Cruise Radio.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, cruisingexcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at cruisingexcursions.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
All right, we're with Mike Faust from Cruise Currents, and after a week aboard the ship and doing the impact activities, what does Fathom and impact travel mean to you?
This week, I've learned that impact travel and Fathom in particular means something more than just a cruise. It's most cruises you go on a ship, and you know, you sit there, you sit by the pool for 7 days, you eat your dinners, you eat your lunch, and you do some shore excursions. This is something really, truly unique. The ship is kind of like, it's more of transportation than a cruise, because the Adonia brings you to the people who are in need and people that we can help out. And it's hard to explain unless you really experience it, but going into Puerto Plata for us and seeing these people and just doing even small things like, you know, helping plant a tree, you're impacting these people's lives. And at the same time, they're impacting you. That's what's great about this. It's a two-way relationship that they're getting something out of it, and so are you. And I think anybody that takes this cruise, it's a great way to learn more about yourself, to help change the world just a little bit, and just to, I don't know, have a positive impact, you know, on our planet.
We're joined right now by Ben Souza from Cruise Fever. So, Ben, you've been on plenty of cruises, probably multiple dozens. How does this Fathom experience differ from those?
I think the biggest difference is this cruise, it really gives you a chance to help not only other people, but you really benefit because it's really enriching for yourself. And on most cruises, when you come back, people ask you, hey, how was your cruise? And you could sum it up in 30 seconds. On this cruise, it's like, you know, have a seat, get some coffee. You know, we're going to be here a while.
I think Ben nailed it on the head when he said, grab some coffee, sit down, and it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I agree. It's really hard to sit down and explain in one or two sentences exactly what we've done here and what's going on. It's truly amazing.
Let's talk about the ship we're on. We are on the MS Adonia, which used to be a P&O ship, which is one of Carnival's British brands. They transformed the ship, put it in the dry dock for 3 weeks, and it resurfaced as Fathom. In fact, it has Fathom on the smokestack and Fathom across the front of the ship here as well. So branded Fathom, and the layout of the ship, your typical cruise ship, you know, different public spaces. It has kind of a, to me, more of a country club look.
Yeah, it's funny that it's a British ship. I didn't know that walking onto it. But if you remember, the first thing I said was, it looks like we stepped into an Agatha Christie novel. It's kind of got that opulent, just that look of really like higher class, upper class, you know, clientele. I personally don't think it fits in with Impact Travel, but I know it was the first voyage and they've got a lot of improvements that they can make.
Yeah, you were saying that they should have like pictures of the families you're helping out and pictures and scenes from the Dominican Republic and from Cuba, which I totally agree. What did you think of the food on the sailing?
You know, I thought the food was okay. Again, it goes back to the clientele. I think that this cruise is going to attract mostly sororities and fraternities and church groups and volunteer groups. And I think the food's a little higher end, where I think if they were to go with like just plain chicken breast and steamed broccoli and quinoa and that kind of thing, I think it would fit more in with the clientele, but the food was great, as it is on any cruise ship.
If you want to take a cruise for the food experience, you probably wouldn't want to jump on Fathom. Jump on a regular Carnival ship or Royal Caribbean or Norwegian ship if you want good food. But the food's not bad by any means, but you're right. It should just be simple and basic. But Chef Emil has done a good job bringing in the local cuisine from the DR in Cuba as well.
And again, I know that they're going to improve on this. With every cruise, they're asking people's suggestions, and I know they're going to take those to heart and make some changes as they go.
Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about Amber Cove, the port that we've been at all week, because I was first at Amber Cove last October, barely opened. In fact, just a couple of buildings were up, and it was cool to see it this past week because it's a full-blown cruise port now.
Yeah, it really is, and I'll tell you, it was my first time going to Amber Cove, and we have to walk through it to get to our impact activities, which is mostly a full day of working. We did 3 days in a row of pretty hard work, and it was nice to have that last day to just lay by that pool, watch people zip line, have a couple of cocktails, and it was a really, really cool experience for me.
Would it be fair to say that Amber Cove is a lot like Grand Turk?
Yeah, absolutely. Except not, to me, not as
beachy.
Touristy
yeah.
And beachy. Well, there weren't as many people there when we were there, so it's kind of hard to say. But yeah, I definitely agree.
We're here with Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Nancy, always good seeing you. What was your favorite part of this trip?
Oh, my favorite whole part of the trip was connecting with the people. I made really deep one-on-one connections with some of the people in the Dominican Republic, and one of them was in Coupe. I was teaching a 65-year-old woman how to learn English, and she brought her 70-year-old husband in, and just the difference that we made in that short period of time, where at the end she could say, "Hi, my name is Fela, how are you?" And we were both hugging and laughing and smiling and
maybe even crying
and totally crying and hugging each other. And at the end of that experience, you know, she said, "You're my sister. You're always invited to my home. My home is open to you." And somebody from the community stood up to our whole group and said, "You're always welcome in our community. All of our homes are open to you." That's the kind of connection you don't get to make very often. It's a deep, authentic connection that really makes a difference. And they learned so much.
Yeah, that's something that was brought up on almost every bus ride to each impact activity I took. The moderators or the guides were like, "Okay, you are now part of the Dominican Republic family." They stressed that to us over and over. Just by being here and doing something, we all became part of the community.
Right. You had this real impact, and it was learning the English, but it was also the impact on their heart, on their community, that you took the time, that one-on-one cultural and personal connection with those people that really touches your heart.
When we started, there were a few people that we ran into here and there saying, "This isn't going to work." They were kind of a naysayer on the whole Travel Deep and impact activities. What would you say to them now, and maybe even to the people that check out your website? How do you encourage them to do this?
This is a wonderful experience. There's such a hunger for these authentic cultural connections and authentic social impact experiences. And Fathom makes that so easy. And especially for, you know, from my market, families and multi-generational groups, they take all of the hassle out of doing that. This is really a seamless experience. So you don't have to worry about anything. And you know that you're going to be able to get to the place and you're really going to have an impact. And there's so many activities on the ship that make a difference too. This is a fantastic experience for anybody who wants to make an impact, but also wants to really reconnect with themselves as well. Because there are a lot of programs on board that help you sort of find balance in your life and reconnect with what's important to you.
I think everyone on board definitely found that And it's funny you'd mention the Seamless part, because this was the inaugural cruise, and we know they've got things to work out. So you as a listener, when you come, it's going to be even more streamlined, and you'll probably even get a better experience than we've had. So Nancy, to sum it up in a word or a sentence or two, what does Fathom, what does Impact Travel and Travel Deep mean to you?
Well, to me, it really is travel with a heart. I mean, because your heart becomes wide open. You make an impact on the Dominican Republic and on communities around Puerto Plata, but this experience leaves an impact on you too. So you'll find yourself leaving pieces of your heart all over the Dominican Republic, but it makes the love inside you grow even more. So it's just one of these incredibly re-energizing, reaffirming experiences that touches your soul.
Nancy was right with the impact. We got a chance to do so many things, from making water filters to teaching English to even reforestation, where our group alone planted like 1,300 trees in a matter of 4 or 5 hours. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was a great experience. And to get you ready for each impact activity, there are impact leaders. We're joined right now by our impact leader, Greg. Explain what your role is on the voyage.
Well, I am an impact guide. So I facilitate programming on the ship for our travelers. So leading up to our time in the Dominican Republic, those programs can include Spanish classes, visual storytelling classes, how to tutor English, any tool that our travelers can use in their toolbox when they are on their impact activities. And then after our time in the Dominican Republic, while we're sailing back to Miami, programming helps us emotionally process what has just gone on, because it can be an intense experience. And most importantly, we work with our travelers to figure out how they can make an impact in their lives, communities, friends and family when they get home. How do they keep this momentum going when the experience is over?
And speaking of the impact activities themselves, what's your personal favorite?
My favorite impact activity is concrete floors, where me and a group of travelers go into a community, help a family pour concrete and actually give them a floor. It's about dignity. It can be intense because you're working alongside of this family, but you really, really feel that your work will have a lasting impact in the lives of the people and the families that you're working with.
Yeah, it's one of the activities that unfortunately I didn't get to do, but everyone I talked to, we talked about the fact that the night before this activity, those families are sleeping on dirt floors, and then afterwards, they have a concrete floor to sleep on, which is something that we absolutely take for granted and take advantage of.
Dominican families take a lot of pride in their houses, and it takes a lot just to get a house constructed in this country. People save for months just to afford a wall. And for us to be able to go in and speed that process along it's a beautiful experience.
What would you say to listeners who have listened to this show and now have learned all about what it's all about? We've talked to several people who have done different impact activities, and maybe they're thinking, yeah, I think I want to do this. What would you say to finally push them over the edge and make them, come on this adventure?
I have backpacked all over Latin America, South America, Central America, and I have seen things and tried to describe the experience to my friends and family who may not have the guts, to put on a backpack and leave their home for months on end. And what Fathom has done is created immersive cultural experiences that give you all of that in just a week. And it really has the power to transform your life if you come here with an open heart.
That is, I can attest that is very true. Finally, the last question, we've been asking everyone this. After this week, now you've done it with travelers, what does Fathom mean? What does Travel Deep and Impact Travel mean to you personally?
Fathom and Travel Deep to me is about empathy. It's about going into a room with someone different than you, looking them in the eyes and putting yourself in their shoes. I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that this is the key to our future as a world. As human beings, we need to be able to understand those that are different, and there is no better way to appreciate the differences in others than coming on a Fathom cruise.
Greg was right. I know you said this before, but as he was saying that everyone can take part in a Fathom journey, I can see this being replicated all around the world.
Yeah, I hate to say that other cruise companies may copycat it, but I think it could be a great thing. And if it does happen all over the world, it really could change the planet as we know it. People spending their vacations, giving back, and making a difference in the world. It's just an amazing concept, and I'm so happy to have been a part of it.
I've never been on a mission trip at all. My brother and sister always go to Guatemala, the DR, one other place too. I can't remember where they went. But they always go every year, and they give back. They build houses. They do the things that we've done this weekend. Mm-hmm. It really is very fulfilling.
Yeah, one of my best friends, Bruce, and his wife, Lori, do the same thing in South America. They go down, and they have been going for a decade. Now they take their kids as well. They've even adopted a kid down there, and they go down and they build houses and put concrete floors. And I never really got what they did until this week, and now I totally get it, and I understand the importance of it.
Well, we are about to wrap this show up. If you want to find out more about Fathom, you can check out the show notes at cruiseradio.net, or we'll also link to it, make it easy on you, cruiseradio.net/Fathom. We have a photo gallery there, also some posts and articles from the past week of this sailing. A big thank you, too, to the Fathom leaders, the vice president, also Arnold Donald, the president and CEO of Carnival Corporation, Tara Russell, the president of Fathom, and everybody else who helped make this broadcast a success. I really, really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And do you have any final words, Amadeus?
Yeah, I really want to reiterate what you just said. Thank you so much to Fathom and everyone there for letting us be a part of it and spread the news about this this impact travel to others. It's really, really cool.
Broadcasting from the MS Adonia on behalf of Amadeus, and I'm Doug Parker. Thanks for being here. This is Cruise Radio.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer. If you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, TripInsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out TripInsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.